Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your homes for this beautiful Thursday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 through 25, where the Apostle Paul discusses glossolalia. That is a Greek word, well, actually Latin, that talks about speaking in tongues. And Paul encourages the proclaiming of God's message to edify the community and to serve the common good. And so God's saving word for us still this week is spiritual renewal. So let's go ahead and begin our study of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 through 25. It is love, then, that you should strive for. Set your heart on spiritual gifts, especially the gift of proclaiming God's message. Those who speak in strange tongues do not speak to others, but to God, because no one understands them. They are speaking secret truths by the power of the Spirit, but those who proclaim God's message speak to people and give them help, encouragement, and comfort. Those who speak in strange tongues help only themselves, but those who proclaim God's message help the whole church. I would like for all of you to speak in strange tongues, but I would rather that you had the gift of proclaiming God's message. For the person who proclaims God's message is of greater value than the one who speaks in strange tongues, unless there is someone present who can explain what is said so that the whole church may be helped. So, when I come to you, my friends, what use will I be to you if I speak in strange tongues? Not a bit, unless I bring you some revelation from God, or some knowledge, or some inspired message, or some teaching. Take such lifeless musical instruments as the flute or the harp. How will anyone know the tune that is being played unless the notes are sounded distinctly? And if the one who plays the bugle does not sound a clear call, who will prepare for battle? In the same way, how will anyone understand what you are talking about if your message, given in strange tongues, is not clear? Your words will vanish in the air. There are many different languages in the world, yet none of them is without meaning. But if I do not know the language being spoken, those who use it will be foreigners to me, and I will be a foreigner to them. Since you are eager to have the gifts of the Spirit, you must try above everything else to make greater use of those which help to build up the church. The person who speaks in strange tongues, then, must pray for the gift to explain what is said. For if I pray in this way, my spirit prays indeed, but my mind has no part in it. What should I do then? I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray also with my mind. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my mind. When you give thanks to God in spirit only, how can ordinary people take part in the meeting, saying amen to your prayer of thanksgiving? They have no way of knowing what you are saying. And even if your prayer of thanks to God is quite good, other people are not helped at all. I thank God that I speak in strange tongues much more than any of you. But in church worship, I would rather speak 5 words that can be understood in order to teach others than speak thousands of words in a strange tongue. Do not be like children in your thinking, my friends. Be children as far as evil is concerned, but be grown up in your thinking. In the Scriptures, it is written, by means of people speaking strange languages, I will speak to my people, says the Lord. I will speak through lips of foreigners, but even then my people will not listen to me. So then, the gift of speaking in strange tongues is proof for unbelievers, not for believers, while the gift of proclaiming God's message is proof for believers, but not for unbelievers. If, then, the whole church meets together, and everyone starts speaking in strange tongues, and if some ordinary people or unbelievers come in, won't they say that you all are crazy? But if everyone is proclaiming God's message, when some unbelievers or ordinary people come in, they will be convinced of their sin by what they hear. They will be judged by what they hear. Their secret thoughts will be brought out into the open, and they will bow down and worship God, confessing, truly, God is here among you. And God's key verse for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. Those who proclaim God's message speak to people and give them help, encouragement, and comfort. And so we see here Paul addressing a problem that exists even in the church today, where there are some denominations that would proclaim that you're not really even born again in Jesus if you don't speak in other tongues. And here Paul is saying that it is much better to be able to speak the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's going to encourage people. That's going to uplift people. That's going to get people saved. And so, if there isn't an interpretation, then all that is happening is the person that is speaking in tongues is edifying himself. He's getting his Holy Ghost goosebumps, as they used to say, but the rest of the church just sits there not understanding what is going on. So, beloved, seek the better gifts, and, of course, be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ. That is going to get somebody saved. Let's pray. Lord God, I'm eager to have the gifts of the Spirit. Teach me how to use those gifts to build up your holy church. Guide my words and actions this day so that I may be a source of help, encouragement, and comfort to others. Amen. Well, that brings our time to get together today to an end. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 26 through 40, where the Apostle Paul concludes his advice to the Corinthians about proclaiming God's message and speaking in strange tongues. Until tomorrow then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer. Just keep those eyes open and look, keep your eyes open and claiming that blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.